Handel's The Messiah shows up on concerts regularly this time of year, but some performances call for the audience to join in. WNIJ's Guy Stevens has more on sing-along messiahs.
Steve Shelley has led choirs in public schools at McHenry County College and community chorus Voices in Harmony in many concerts over the years, but after more than two decades, he still remembers leading his first sing-along messiah and how inspired he was by the first chorus and the glory of the Lord.
When I cued the altos in the choir, I remember being surprised by the sound coming behind me and thinking, yeah, they're there. And I still get goosebumps every performance on that opening theme.
Aurora University Choral Director Dr. Lisa Fredenberg leads the Fox Valley Orchestra Chorus. This will be its eighth year doing a sing-along messiah. She says for her, it's a different animal than a regular concert.
So for me, when I do these, I'm looking to help create joy for my audience. Not only the joy of the music, but the joy of this amazing connection amongst people who don't know each other.
Fredenberg says for some in the audience, the Messiah is an old friend. Others were dragged along by friends. They may never have even sung in a group before. She says some tell her afterwards they were transported, even transformed, by the experience. Others?
Sometimes they just shake my hand and say, gosh, that was a lot of fun. And you know what? Fun is a precious commodity.
Fredenberg says a few have even joined her chorus as a result. That's happened, or something like it, in Shelley's group, Voices in Harmony. Robert Brown, a self-described stay-at-home dad, says his grandmother sang in church choirs and would sing him parts of the Messiah when he was a kid. But he had no training in music and never saw himself doing anything with it. Then he was taken along by his fiancée, already a chorus member, to a rehearsal for that year's sing-along Messiah. Inspired by the music as well as those childhood memories, he kept coming back, and eventually he became a member.
It's changed who I am. I go to practices, you know what I mean? I look forward to getting together with these guys now as to where before I never would have thought I would sing on stage in front of people.
Brown says while he enjoys performing regular concerts, the sing-along Messiah takes it to another level.
I love hearing the audience come back at us. It's almost like being at a rock concert and just the uproar and the energy that comes off of everybody. It's inspiring.
Brown says his favorite piece in the Messiah is the chorus, "His yoke is easy."
It basically explains to you that God is out there, and his yoke is easy is basically saying to me that you can accept him no matter who you are or where you are, and he will accept you for who you are.
Shelley says Brown's not alone in finding inspiration from the oratorio's words.
A lot of people, I think, find this to be a worshipful experience in that all of the texts are biblical. And it's put together in such a way that it tells a story of the birth and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Shelley says there's something else going on, too, when people participate in a sing-along Messiah.
It becomes, I think, kind of a metaphor for the hope that we all have. Gosh, that we could, even though we are different, there are those moments when we can all come together and be one.
Both Shelley and Fredenberg admit that the most famous piece in the Messiah, the Hallelujah Chorus, is not tops on their list of favorite Messiah choruses. But Fredenberg says in this setting, it transcends personal likes and dislikes.
I always approach that one like, okay, here we go. But somehow, the audience's exuberance and excitement about getting to do that grand piece infects me, and they bring me along. By the time we get to the end, I'm just as thrilled as they are.
And music, message, or metaphor, they all agree it's a glorious sound. I'm Guy Stevens.